What's up, everybody? This is Frankie Results of the Be Hyped Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to go over do's and don'ts in fitness and nutrition. That's what today's episode is about. So we're going to hook you up with some do's and don'ts. Because there's a lot of information out there. We want to set it clear. We want to make sure that you guys get the best out of your fitness and nutrition. So before we get to that, let's hit up our sponsors today. We have two sponsors today. Our first sponsor is Prevenex. So we love Prevenex. Prevenex, if you guys don't know what Prevenex is a company that have amazing supplements. All right, so they have, first let's go over like the meal replacement supplement. That's the one that exclusively with the 8 Block Fitness Studio uses at their B Bar, which is their nutritional cafe smoothie bar. And it is amazing. It is amazing. And there's some properties in there, like that it's not just like a plant pea protein that you can get anywhere in the local store or nutrition store. This stuff you order it online and comes to your house. Or you could go to a B Bar or 8 Block Fitness Studio near you and go into B Bar and order any kind of smoothies, and that's going to be the base product that's inside there. But again, this plant protein meal replacement is soy-free, gluten-free. It is amazing. It comes in vanilla, chocolate. And it's not just, people counting macros. It's not just protein, carbs, and fat. It's like a complete meal. That's why it's a meal replacement. It has protein. It has carbs. It has great, good fat. It has everything you need. A whole complete meal for your training, after training, before training, any kind of nutritional needs that you need. When you're on the crunch and you don't have time to make this, make yourself a well-balanced meal, this is right there. That's it. All in a shake. So you can shake, smoothie, make it up, mix it with fruit. Amazing. Try this product, guys, along with other products they have that bring health supplements. They have fish oil, multivitamins, and more. And they even coming out with a new supplement, so stay excited. Stay tuned for that as well. But visit them at Prevenex.com. That's Prevenex.com. You guys, all my Beehive listeners, you are going to get 15% off. Use Frankie15. Use the code Frankie, Frankie15. On there when you check out to get 15% off, guys. So definitely going to hook you up right there. And our next sponsor is Team TAB. So what is Team TAB? They're a nutritional and lifestyle prep coaching. So that means if you need a lifestyle coach where, you know what, I need to change my lifestyle. I've been eating like garbage. I need to clean it up. I need to be healthier. I need to get off this meds. I need to move, get balance, whatever it is. Hit up Team TAB. They can be contacted on Instagram. Just follow at Team TEAM T, the letter T, 8, the number 8, and B. So Team T8B. Follow them on Instagram, DM them if you want them to reach out to you and help you out in any lifestyle coaching. Or if you're in if you're doing any kind of bodybuilding competition, if you're looking to compete, it's your first time competing, you want to get a program going, you want to get some posing routines, definitely hook up with Team T8B on Instagram. All right, guys, so today's show, the do's and don'ts in fitness and nutrition. So we're going to get right into it because me meeting with a lot of clients, number one thing is knowledge. Not everybody has the knowledge of what do I eat, what do I don't eat, what do, what I don't do. So these are the questions, popular fitness questions. Let's start with fitness, okay? Popular fitness question is what do I do at the gym? And I'm sure a lot of your listeners out there that either you're getting into fitness or you've been out of the game for a while, and you just don't know what to do. You step into a gym, you step into, you know, your basement where you have some equipment, you just don't know what to do. All right, yeah, you can follow a YouTube video or something like that, but that's going to be generic. That's not going to be what your focus and your goals are. So definitely, you know, that's something that people want to know. So with the do's in that. So what you do have to do is make a decision. I always say this, I posted on my stories this past week, is the best tip ever. Make a decision. First, make a decision what you want to do. When you want to lose weight, whether you want to gain weight, whether you want to build muscle, whether you want to train for a specific sport, whatever it is, you should train to meet that goal. Okay? Yeah, you can say, I want all of the above. Take thing one thing at a time. All right? The hardest thing to do is do all the above in one time, one shot. And we can go over it really quick. And then that's like, if you're trying to build muscle, you have to be in a calorie surplus. That means caloric surplus, so you have to eat more calories throughout the day, depending on the output that you're doing for the day. And get with a coach, they can determine that for you. Or if you're trying to lose weight, you have to be in a calorie deficit, okay? So a caloric deficit for that. And again, how much? You don't want to be too much in a caloric deficit because you don't want to lose your gains. But at the same time, you don't want to be too high where you're stagnant on a plateau or you are gaining weight. Okay, so again, get yourself with a coach. They can hook you up and get you started on what you want to do. But the first thing is, before you even link up with a coach, the first do you have to do in fitness is make a decision. Make a decision what you want. What are your goals? What you're looking to get out of it? Because that's the big key. That's the big key factor in that. What you don't want to do is the opposite, like we said. All of the above, or be indecisive. Okay, so let's say, hey, you want to lose weight, and then you start, your calorie deficit. And oh, it's too hard. I can't stick with it. Oh, now I want to build muscle. Okay, you got to make up your mind what you want to do. Okay, you can't just go down a path and because there's bumps in the road and you're gonna divert. Okay. In order to make yourself stronger mentally and physically, no matter what it is, in fitness, nutrition, health, lifestyle, anything, in life, work, school, there's going to be bumps in the road, okay? You have to navigate through that, guys. You have to be mentally, physically tough and prepared that every day is not going to be a walk in the park, okay? There are going to be some really great days and there's going to be some really shitty days, all right? But expect that. Don't look in the future and, worry about that because you don't want to do that too mentally to yourself. But take things as they come and stride, okay? Again, don't get your too high and don't get too low in things. So you definitely know that, have the confidence in yourself that you'll be able to overcome that. That's a big, big key factor in there. So another do's in fitness. So what you do want to do is you want to go into wherever you're training in fitness and you want to give it 110%. So you don't want to be on your phone. You don't want to be going over there taking selfies. You don't want to be texting or put that phone on silent. Okay. This is your time. This is your whatever hour, 45 minutes, half hour, whatever you have. Okay. To be away from your kids, be away from your significant other, be away from your everyday work stresses, whatever it is in your life and what you're going through. This is an hour dedicated to you. You got to make sure you dedicate and kind of like put yourself out there where you're undisturbed. This is, you're in the zone, okay? This should be your happy place. This is the place where you de-stress. This is the place where you make yourself better, okay? So why get all distracted in that? All right, put it all in by going all in and not being distracted by outside influences while you're training. That's a do you definitely want to do in fitness. So put that phone on silent. Anybody who's contacting you, you can set settings for emergencies or whatever, but hey, for the most part, keep that on silent. They people know where to reach you. All right, they can wait, you can call it back, or you can call back when you're done. What you don't want to do, is you don't want to go in there and give it 5%, 10%, 60%, 75%. You want to give it 110%, okay? And the reason being is your body is made to get better. If you need to push it to a level, it needs to be pushed. Is it going to be uncomfortable? Hell fucking yes. Is it going to be tired? Are you going to, like when I'm coaching, and when I do guest coaching and I coach, I'm pushing my clients, okay? I'm not only pushing them and telling them what to do, I'm also motivating them and getting in their head that they can do it. And yes, it's going to be hard. And yes, it sucks. And yes, you can't breathe. And yes, you feel like you want to stop. But don't. And you know how much better they feel afterwards. So much better. Endorphins pop up. You're popping off the endorphins after class. You are feeling high in the sky. You're feeling great. You sweated. You got on that muscle building train. And the last step is just feeding your body and fueling it. But yes, you definitely want to give it 110%. You want to go to those murky waters, like I said, like kind of that uncomfortable feeling, okay? Because what the body's going to do when it's uncomfortable is going to be like, holy crap, that was hard. Let's get better so that that doesn't become hard like that anymore. And what you do, you throw something at it again that's hard, okay? And it's with consistency. And it doesn't mean to go extreme, guys. When I say these things, it's not going extreme. The best thing you could do, and I've said this to one of my clients this past week, was get yourself a journal. That's a do. That's a do in fitness. Get yourself a little planner, a little journal, and I want you to write down your sets, and you want to slowly increase that your next time at the gym when you're doing that body part or that group set of body parts or that exercise. So write it down. Put how much weight did you use and how many reps did you get, okay? And then the next time when you're hitting that body part, break out that page, find it, and go a little bit up. That's why I'm saying not going extreme by not going up 30, 40, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, and then hurting yourself. Go up slowly. Whether it's, oh, I did 5 more reps. Great. Maybe it's time to go up 5 more pounds. So think about it like that. And the key is be better than you were yesterday. That's a do. You want to be better than you were yesterday. Why? Because that's improvement. That's a check mark. That's a plus. And you could take this in any of our episodes here at the Beehive Podcast. It's motivational, fitness, nutrition, all the above. But you could take this in your lifestyle anywhere, anything you do in your life. Be better at it than you did yesterday. And you always improve. Self-improvement is key. It's number one key, along with consistency and dedication to nobody but yourself. So think about it. Nobody but yourself. That's what you want to dedicate to, okay? I see a lot of people out there, you don't want to be doing things for attention. You don't want to be doing things for posting pictures, posting updates, constantly doing something to get attention. That's not healthy mentally. What you want to be in the mental zone to do things, and I've said this to clients, to do things for you. Do things for your family. Do things for your health. But the common denominator is do things for your, not anybody else's. Okay? You don't need that satisfaction. You don't need anybody else to tell you, hey, great job. You don't need anybody else to tell you, hey, this is, when it happens, that's great. That is awesome. But don't want it. Don't crave it. Don't expect it. Don't be attention seeking at that point, because then you're doing things not for yourself. You're doing this for the gratification and to be satisfied with others complimenting you. So that's a mental thing and a mental health thing. And just it's a barrier that a lot of people go through, and they have to get through it. Especially it's been rampant with social media. For instance, myself, I do post a lot of pictures, a lot of workout pictures, a lot of update pictures. But guess who I'm doing it for? I don't care if I get a like. I don't care if I get anything. You know what I care about? I care about two things. One, I care about me improving and looking back and saying, wow, this is where I was at this date and this time. And two, I care about if I touched one person in an inspirational way. One person, if I got them to get off the couch and, you know what, work out and say, you know, this is something that I want to do too. If I inspired somebody, that's it. I'm not doing it for the likes. I'm not doing it for attention. Not at all. So there's a difference between being an influencer in the fitness community, and there's a difference between seeking attention. You don't want to seek attention. And if you do want to be an influencer, go all in and influence. Okay? But just know the driving factors of what you do. Make sure it's you. Make sure it's your family, your health, yourself. So that's awesome. All right, we're going to go back into a do for fitness, and then we'll hit up some nutrition do's and don'ts. So another do is target the muscle that you're working and actually work it. There's so many times I see people working a muscle group and they're either using too light of a weight, they're doing the form incorrectly, or they're going so heavy and doing jerking motions and they're doing ego workouts. Stop ego workouts. That's the one thing I cannot stand. So think about it. You're there, you're boasting because you did a 100-pound 100-pound dumbbell press and this, but you're pumping it out, you're using your back, you're just throwing the weight up incorrect. You're complaining about your joints hurting. Why? Because you're doing it incorrectly. All right, I've seen so many times with clients that I would take their weight and cut it in half and have them slowly do the movement with contraction and doing it in proper form and correctly, doing it drop sets, having them squeeze at the tension point, and they're shaking. They can't do it. They can't do that. That's not ego lifting. So that's something that also you gotta get out of your head. So it's not about how much weight you can lift, okay? It's about what your goals are. Are you gonna hit them by ego lifting? No, you're not. You're just going to boost your ego in a fake way. So you definitely want to concentrate on form. And when you get the form down, slowly again, whip out that journal like we said before and increase that weight. Eventually, you'll get to that level where you could do form and heavy weight. But don't try ego lifting, okay? It's going to get you injured, and it's going to get you out of the game real, real early. And that's something I've learned late in life, is that you want to train and train smart and train for another day, okay? So remember, just the other day, with squats, I've been doing lightweight with squats, but I've been concentrating on going very low and concentrating on getting my form correctly. I was so sore. Way more sore than just pounding weight. So that's the key, is make sure you're doing things correctly in form and do not ego lift. And just don't go through the motions with lifting too, the opposite way. So in that saying, like if you're going to like a gym and you're doing some bicep curls and you're just whipping them up, and even if you're doing good form, but you could do like 25 of them, there's no sense. That means it's time to go up and wait, okay? So, if you don't go up and wait, you're just going through the motions, okay? You're not challenging your body to respond in a way where it's going to improve itself. And that's what we always want. Like we said before, you want to be better than you were yesterday. So, hope those do's and don'ts in fitness and definitely resonate with you guys, because we're going to hit up some do's and don'ts in nutrition. So you do want to get a nice, good, balanced diet, okay? Nutrition, especially if you're looking for goals in fitness, to go hand in hand. You can be the best in technique and the best. You can work out 4 hours of the day, whatever it is. You're not going to outwork that nutrition. Everybody associates nutrition with being strict, being restrictive, and being bland. Stop it. Stop it right now. You're being closed-minded. And I say that because it has this stigma around it. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a stigma around it. Nutrition just means eating the right foods to accomplish your goal, whether it's in health, in fitness, or your lifestyle. Okay? So for health, like if you have high blood pressure or if you have high cholesterol and you get in a diet to counteract that, that's nutrition. If you're training for a specific sport and you're eating foods that are complementing your training regimen, that's nutrition. If you live an active lifestyle, you're a hiker, you're a traveler, you like to do adventure things outdoors, foods that will complement those activities is nutrition. Okay, so don't associate it with being restricted or the key word diet. That's a don't, okay? You do want to get the right foods on what you're doing. Now, what that means is output versus input. And what we said earlier in the podcast was caloric deficit, choosing whether you want to be in a caloric deficit to lean up, or do you want to gain some muscle, gain some weight, and be in a caloric surplus, which means over your maintaining calories. So you have to choose. Again, choose one so you can stick to it. Develop that plan. Get with a coach. Get with somebody to develop a plan if you don't know which foods will complement your activity, your lifestyle, your fitness goals. And then start. When you combine that nutrition with that fitness, the possibilities are endless of where you can take your body. Okay, your goals would, what you once thought was impossible, now is possible, because you incorporated fitness and nutrition together. So that's a do. Okay, so get that nutrition going, guys. If you have any kind of issues or anything like that, hit us up at the Be Hyped Podcast. That's at the Be Hyped Podcast on Instagram, or you can hit me up personally at Frankie Results altogether, and just DM me, and I'll definitely help you out with any kind of questions or steer you to the right direction, guys. So don't get that confused or fooled. Okay, all right. For nutrition, don't think carbs are your enemy. please, I see this like so many times. Carbs are not your enemy. If I need to lose weight, then I need to cut carbs completely out of my diet and go keto. No, you don't. All right, for instance, and I'm just going to use myself as an example because I'm one big test experiment, okay? I have so much data on other people, but I love the data on myself that I keep because I can share it with you guys, okay? I like to keep the data that I have on my clients, and that's confidential. All right, so the data with the carbs is getting your body, like, throw out science, throw out books, throw out all that stuff. Give me an empty slate mind right now. Okay, throw out everything you thought of, you heard about carbs right now. Give me a blank slate and just listen. All right, with carbs, I've learned that your body has to get used to the carbohydrate that you primarily intake. So for instance, if you're a person that continuously eats carbohydrates all throughout the day, even when you're not doing activity, eating high amount of carbohydrates, not portion controlling, and having fast absorbing carbs, which turns into sugar, and being non-active, your body's going to get used to storing this. And that's why a lot of people gain weight, and then they associate carbs with being bad, or carbs with being gaining weight, and you have to cut them to lose weight. And that's not necessarily carbs. I want you to think about carbs as energy, okay? Think of carbs as energy that's going to fill those glycogen reserves in your muscle. That's going to go in there and give you that energy to do an amazing workout. In that workout, you're going to push yourself 110%, which is going to break down muscle, and the body wants to get better. And then guess what? You improve. Pretty simple. See that cycle? Pretty simple. Now, the key is portion control of the carbohydrate and the type of carbohydrate that you're intaking. Also, like, okay, then the question is which type of carbohydrates you want to take? You want to take whole foods, okay? That's the first thing. Let's get rid of anything that's processed. Let's try to get rid of anything that's frozen, that's pre-made, all that stuff that's store-bought. And when I mean saying store-bought, like store already made that you just eat. Okay, and I'm not talking about like a whole natural food, like something that's like made up and cooked. Cook stuff yourself, okay? But the carbohydrates you want to look for is from the earth, man. And I'm talking about like fruits, vegetables. I'm talking about whole grain, okay? Think about that stuff. You know, you have your oats. You have your cream of rice, you have your rice, you have your potatoes, your sweet potatoes, you have your veggies, you have all different types of fruits. Stick with those things like that. Stick with things like that. Those are good carbohydrate sources, okay? Oh, well, fruit has sugar in it. Yes, it does, but it's natural sugar, okay? Stay away from the processed sugars or the added sugars, okay? We don't need that. Natural sugars, your body's going to use it. Again, use it as fuel. Now, again, another thing is timing. You want to time those things because you don't want to be taking any type of carbohydrate exercise, whether it's, you know, whole slowly digesting carbs or fast digesting carbs, when you're not doing anything. What are you going to fill up your reserves if you're not doing anything? This is where you want to fill up your reserves, okay, if you're serious about fitness and nutrition. You want to fill your reserves up before workout, and you want to fill your reserves after you deplete yourself from a workout. Okay? Take, for instance, bodybuilders. Before they go on stage, they're pumping up. Why? What are they eating? Candy bars, anything with sugar content and carbohydrate content, because they're trying to fill up their muscles from being flat. Okay? The reason it was flat, that's a whole different other story, because they depleted their glycogen levels. But now, what I'm using that example is that you want that energy to work out. If you're feeling lethargic, if you're feeling tired, it's definitely 110% your diet, unless you have some kind of medical condition where you have to go see your doctor for. But definitely you have to look at nutrition as number one. Rule that out by saying, what am I eating? Is it giving me enough fuel that I need for my body? Okay. If you're going, if you're a person that does massive CrossFit, or you're a runner, a marathon runner, and you're only taking in 25 grams of carbs, of course you're going to be depleted. Okay. You got to remember input versus output. If you're putting a lot of output out, you got to have to adjust your carbohydrate intake. That's why a lot of clients, though, when I have them consult with them, I have to see what they're doing. I have to see how their lifestyle is. How many hours a day they're sleeping. How many hours a day they're sedentary. Because a lot of people think, oh, I work out, so I'm good. I work out 5-6 days a week. Okay, you're working out, but you're working out for 45 minutes. You're working out for an hour. What are you doing the rest of the day? Oh, I'm sitting down. Okay, cool. So, see what I mean? So, that doesn't mean, okay, I work out, let me blow up my carbs. No, it's portion control and input versus output. Okay, yes, there's going to be trial and error and stuff. And if you don't want to go through the trial and error phase and spend months and months, or maybe up to years, finding out what's the right balance and this and that, get yourself with a coach. They have data. They worked with the people. They work with similar people like yourself. Okay, so definitely hook up with that. But nutrition is key. Now, let's go on into another do and don'ts. Don't use supplements as a crutch. And what I say is this, I see a lot. Okay, let's say they'll take massive amounts of protein powder. Okay, a lot of and fellas, you're notorious for this. And not to bash our fellas out there, but you guys love in that way. Okay, two things. If you have stomach issues or any problems and like that, whey probably is your culprit, especially if you're downing shakes all day. Okay, it's gonna make you gassy, it's gonna upset your stomach, anything like that with the whey protein. Okay, whey here and there, for me personally, whey here and there, not gonna bother me. But I'm always gonna trump whole foods are always gonna trump the protein powders, period. I don't care what it is, because the word is supplement. Because you have to supplement what you normally get. It's not primary. It's not called, oh, we're going to do primary. It's called supplement. So that's when you're in a pinch, when you don't have time to cook, when, you just need it and you need it now. That's when you use it. That's that life preserve. You don't rely on that 24/7. You want to get the nutrients out of foods. I was just talking to another client too that felt lethargic and tired. And what their nutrition plan goals were, they weren't getting enough vitamins and minerals in their foods. So I definitely hit them up and say, okay, if you have to stick with that diet because of a specific regimen you're doing, which is fine, then you need to supplement. Then you need some because you're not getting it from the foods. But if you're able to get it from the foods, get it from the foods. 110%, okay? And you want to get those vitamins and minerals from your fruits, your veggies, and stuff like that. Now, let's say you're not a vegetable person. I have that all the time. I don't eat veggies. I don't eat fruits. Then take some greens, guys, okay? Go to your local store, buy some greens, which is just a powder, and you put it in and you drink 16 ounces of water with it and down it. Boom, you got your veggies for the day, okay? If you need that stuff, supplement it, need it, but always try to go for, if you can, the whole natural food. That's what you do want to do, and that's what you don't want to do. So that's definitely a big one. you do want to drink lots of water, okay? Especially if you're doing a lot of physical activity, because you're sweating, you're letting out water, and your body's primarily made of water, so you need to drink water. There's a lot of health benefits of water, weight loss, etc. Keep up your water intake. There's so many people, and this is I kind of see a 50-50, more towards the females not drinking enough water throughout the day. A lot of coffee, especially both guys, male and female, a lot of coffee. I see caffeine supplements, pre-workouts, stuff like that. Yeah, that's all good and dandy, but if you're not drinking water throughout the day and that's your primary source of liquid, you're not replenishing anything, okay? You're gonna get headaches, you're gonna get tired, you're actually gonna bloat up because your body's saving water instead of excreting water. And you'll excrete more water and your skin will be tighter if you drink more water. So water is the key. Salt too. All right, sodium. Do you want to go out and eat like thousands and thousands of milligrams of sodium, which fast food has and restaurants have? No. But do you want to salt your foods? Hell yeah. Salt your foods. Why? Especially if you're doing activity, because you're losing salt too, guys. You're losing water and salt out of your body, okay? Just remember, measure, portion control, okay? Don't go crazy to one extreme, then the other extreme. Keep your sodium count in a level that, you know, it is what it is. I like to do is like take 1/8 of a teaspoon and use that per every meal, so I know exactly how much salt I'm getting. So whatever it is, just remember, don't go overboard. And I hope that helps, guys. And we're gonna hit up the next segment, which we're gonna get you to the Be Hyped segment of our podcast, guys. So let's be hyped for the do's and don'ts of fitness and nutrition. Sometimes it's hard to determine what we do or what we don't do. Here at the Be Hyped Podcast, we are here to guide you, to motivate you, to steer you in the right direction. You do want to get better at anything you do. You want to be better than the day before. You want to have progress in your life. You don't want to stay stale, stagnant, or go back. Always look forward to moving forward in life. Make your decisions. Stick with it. Trust me, at the end of the road, it is all worth it. Sometimes things are hard. Sometimes there's bumps in the road. Don't make that divert you from your course. Don't turn back and go the other direction. Navigate through those obstacles. Push yourself. Know that you can do it, and you will. No one is stronger than you. Your mind and body will overcome. Remember, stay positive. Sweep away all that negativity. Others have done it. You're no different, and you can. And again, you will. Keep pushing through. Do your nutrition as well as fitness together. It's a double package, guys. It's hand in hand. If you're doing one and not the other, you're not going to get the results that you want. Sometimes you have to think about it in a clean slate. Stop thinking about all the hype around things. Stop thinking about what you past heard. Stop thinking about what doesn't work or what does work or the stigmas of things. Get a clean slate. Start. Don't put it off. Start now. It's what you do in your life that shapes your future. Let's make our futures bright. Let's shine. Let's give it 110% in everything we do. Why? Because we deserve it. Make sure you have that mindset. Are you going to fall? Yes. Dust yourself, get back up. Because at the end of the day, You got this. And nobody's going to outwork you. Stay positive. Stay strong. And let's be hype for the do's and don'ts in fitness and nutrition.